The rustic Honora Zen monastery in Switzerland makes mind its foundation, and no gate is the gate. Now, how do you pass through this no gate? It is said that things coming in through the gate can never be your own treasures. What is gained from external circumstances will perish in the end. However, such a saying is already raising waves when there is no wind. It is cutting unblemished skin. As for those who try to understand through other people's words, they are striking the moon with a stick, scratching a shoe, whereas it is the foot that itches. What concern have they with the truth? A person of determination will unflinchingly push his way forward, regardless of all dangers. Then even the devil cannot hinder him. Even all the holy and wise ones from the east and west would beg for their lives. If one has no determination, then it will be like catching a glimpse of a horse galloping past a window. In the twinkling of an eye, it will be gone. For the student, it is very important to cultivate the strenuous methods of the holy and wise ones. Nevertheless, many ignorant fellows in our time ignore such an important thing. Forget the holy and wise ones' toil, waste worthwhile time, and are proud only of staying in the monastery. What a sorrowful thing. You, who train yourself in this monastery, study hard. Re-examine with all what you have, carefully, until the resulting mass of doubt is broken, so that you may jump from the cave of life and death, and experience the spirit which the holy and wise ones experienced before you. If you can accomplish this, you will enjoy your own freedom and will thank the holy and wise ones for this gift of excellent teaching. How can we spend our life without this experience of rapture? Study hard, study hard. Encouragement. Responsibility, re-examination. To stick to rules and regulations is to tie yourself without the rope. Arbitrary self-indulgence is heresy and devilry. Clinging to silence is the wrong way. Selfish neglect of your surroundings is falling into a deep pit. Perfectionist watchfulness is wearing the yoke and chains. Thinking good and evil is attachment to heaven and hell. Addiction to God and the way invites banishment beyond the two iron walls. Alternately, daydreaming and awakening is playing with your own spirit. Practicing sitting of the dead is the devil's project. Proceeding, you fall into delusion. Withdrawing, you go against the truth. When neither proceeding nor withdrawing, you are a breathing corpse. Tell me, how will you do it? Finish it in this life. Do not let yourself suffer an eternal karmic debt. You are very welcome to squeeze your brain and heart. And let's share life and death together.